We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Another day with hundreds more cases of coronavirus across North Texas and dozens more people have died. The numbers continue to spike in the state. One North Texas physician believes some aren't taking the pandemic seriously enough. Here's Carol Lee's Austin York.
1,029 new cases of COVID-19 were reported by Dallas County officials today, 16 new deaths. Dr. John Burris is the CEO of the Cohen Military Family Clinic in Addison and says there is a false narrative being perpetuated that you get a simple strain or a more severe strain of the virus, wait a few days, and recover.
Lengthy recovery. And maybe I'm missing it, but I haven't seen a lot of that, that this illness isn't just one or the other. You either do really badly or really well, and it's got a significant downside.
One of the people who died was a 20-year-old woman with no underlying medical conditions. There are now 426 COVID-19 deaths in Dallas County. Austin York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There is an increased pressure for Texas schools to open up their campuses next month to students. So can they do it safely? Dallas County Health Director Dr. Philip Wong says they're in constant communication with schools.
Increasing the availability of hand washing, cohorting the classes and not mixing them. There are a lot of things that would be important if they are opened up to try to decrease that spread, there's still a lot of unknowns.
Dr. Paul Hain is the Chief Medical Officer at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. He says people are going to have to get used to the fact that doctors are still learning about this bug.
We're going to have to get okay with answering questions that have the caveats to the best of our abilities, or the evidence right now suggests, and be okay changing. Because as evidence grows, you learn, and then you make better decisions.
Both say they're still learning how the virus affects children as opposed to the rest of the community.
And updated guidance today from the UIL on strength and conditioning and marching band activities amid a spike in COVID-19.
The UIL is now requiring everyone to wear face masks when entering an area where activities are being conducted. Also, starting on Monday, student athletes may start accessing locker rooms and engage in group drills on the football field. Arlington ISD Athletic Director Eric White says these guidelines will hopefully restore some sense of normalcy and that the district has always been proactive in keeping student athletes safe.
We're checking their symptoms, we're checking their temperatures, we're bringing them through the gate, we're spreading them out, and we have a great control of them there, so it's a very safe environment for them to work out and compete in.
The UIL has also updated its required protocol for those confirmed, suspected, or exposed to COVID-19. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
In Tarrant County, six more people with coronavirus have passed away. 595 positive tests pushed Tarrant County's total above 16,635 in the hospital. 254 have passed away.
Also in Tarrant County today, dozens of nursing home residents in Lake Worth are being moved to new homes this afternoon.
Some of the residents of the Lake Worth nursing home tested positive for COVID-19. MedStar of Tarrant County was asked by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission to help relocate more than 60 patients. Matt Zavatsky with MedStar says they used a large capacity ambulance called an ambus, which can hold up to 17 people.
We're blessed to have the ambus as well as the extra ambulances through our surge planning for situations exactly like this.
They were taken to several other facilities in the region. The Health and Human Services Commission will check to make sure the Lake Worth Nursing Home was following all safety procedures. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another lawsuit filed against the governor bar owners again.
The suit and request for a restraining order wants to stop the governor from further enforcement of his order that targets standalone bars. The governor has already said he wishes he would have closed them all sooner. Attorney Jason Friedman represents 8 Dallas bars and their owners and says if gyms, restaurants, and churches could open, bars should be able to open too.
The only people who were shut out and not given an opportunity to implement the CDC guidelines and the state guidelines for being safe were the standalone bars.
They're asking a Dallas County judge to hold a hearing within the next day or two. There are several similar suits pending in the Austin area. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.